Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruz, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time!
Well, good afternoon, family, friends, and everyone else. This is your host, M.H. Scott, on here on the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Glad to be back with you this afternoon, and hopefully we'll have some information for you that, once again, you can benefit from. Well, I'll have to think about that again and kind of rethink that thought, because I want you to benefit from this here topic today, but at the same time, take serious note and realize that this isn't an issue that we can take very lightly. So, yeah, you will truly benefit from it. But at the same time, we need to be more proactive and get more engaged in trying to resolve this issue instead of looking at it as being a major perk or something that we walk away celebrating, you know. What I'm going to talk about today, and we all know that over the last, we've been hearing about this Penn State issue. Well, Penn State is not really the topic. Penn State is not really the subject. Penn State just where it came to the forefront of because this issue was on the burner once before. And I think it was overlooked. And it's been overlooked for a number of years. And I'm not going to let the direction of that going on approximately 10 to 15 years ago. We're not going to dwell on that, approximately about 10 years ago. We're not going to dwell on that. We're going to move forward. Well, we're going to move not forward of that, but we're going to look at something that was actually around that same time period. You know, let me see if I can get my man, Mr. Keith Wright, to give us a little jingle there before we get started with today's show. Keith, where you at? Well, I don't think I'm going to get a Keith's audio track up today. I think I'm experiencing some of that, as I say, technical difficulty. You know, if I figure the major networks can experience it, then little guys such as myself, I'm entitled to experience it myself from time to time as well. But then let's dig into the show. Maybe we'll come back and catch Keith towards the end of the show. So, those of you out there that's listening, out there in radio land, like some folks like to refer to us as, and internet land or wherever land you want to call this now, WWW land or whatever, you know, we look at the Penn State issue and the situation with Coach Joe Paterno. I have no problem. Well, I put it like this. The coach may have done what he thought was morally correct or what he was obligated to do. I understand that. My question and my concern as a parent of a student athlete, and that's mainly my focus, I've yet to figure out, and somebody could call in today and give us a call, you know, and share some insight with us. You can always reach us at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. But again, going back to what I was saying, you know, now that Coach Paterno decided to retire, whether or not he was forced to retire or whether or not he retired at the end of the season, you know, seeing that he's been there for such a number of years, he's entitled to his pension. And believe it or not, his pension, wow, his pension, as reported, I think earlier this week, will be in the sum of $500,000 a year. $500,000 a year. Man, I wouldn't mind that pension. Yeah, I've yet to figure out why is it that when I've noticed these college coaches, when they are fired, and that's how it's reported on the news, when they're fired from their jobs for whatever reason, violations or whatever the case may be, when they are fired from their jobs, they get this huge payout. Please, someone, if you have the answer, give us a call and give me some insight on this, because I've been stumbling with this question for quite some time. You have a huge payout because you caused the school to lose a number of scholarships, or you have a huge payout because you had a situation that questions your ethics and your conduct. You have a huge payout because of some type of gambling issue or debt that you put the school in or put yourself in or misconduct, or you have a huge payout because you were involved in some major NCAA violations. You get this huge payout because what? That's the curious and interesting part for me, parents. You know, very interesting part for me. I've always had that question. Again, if you have any answers for me, you can give me a call at 646-929-2416, and I'll be more than happy to bring you on the air with us, and maybe you can give parents some insight on how to answer that question or what is the answer to that question. But let's go back to the situation that popped up at Penn State, and not just focusing on Penn State, just focusing on the issue all in itself. Back in September of 1999, you can verify this at the Sports Illustrated Vault, the archives, stories. Sports Illustrated Vault, you go there and you look up September, I believe it's September 13th, 1999. There was an article that came out. An article was titled, "A Parent's Worst Nightmare." A Parent's Worst Nightmare. And that article focused around pedophiles that all of a sudden decided to become engaged and involved in youth sports. Now, this was based upon the FBI report that pedophiles was now starting to hone in on youth sports. They looked at youth sports as being a candy store for pedophiles. Very sad, very eye-opening, very alarming. But did we take any serious action on it? The article came out. Some folks made some noise about it. Folks' conversations went back and forth. But what type of action did we take there, parents? What, we were warned, we were told, we were provided with insight and info, but what action did we take? I have to learn to be proactive instead of reactive. You know, this Penn State issue, and I sorry to have to go back to it, is a reaction. Because when that article came out September 13th of 1999, shortly after, they had a rift going on at Penn State. When I mean shortly after, this was December of 1999, when they had Sadensky or whatever his name is, that coach, and, you know, I didn't even bother to remember the gentleman's name, because right now I really don't care to put that in my vocabulary. But when he was first accused of the situation that he was involved in back in 1999, and after being there as a coaching staff member for over 20-plus years, you know, December of 1999 was the first shakeup of what was going on. Now, prior to that, in September, this article exposed the whole situation of these pedophiles moving into youth sports or getting involved in youth sports. So, with that being a hot topic at that time, shortly thereafter in December, 3 months later, you have this situation here pop up. My question is, why didn't, or what prevented powers to be to take action at that time? What prevented them? What slowed things down from taking action at that time, or thoroughly investigating? And I guess this is all going to come out here over the next few weeks or so to figure out and find out what really took place and who knew what, and, you know, who was sitting on what. You know, I've said this to a few guys that I'm, you know, see in the gym from time to time working out or whatever. I've said this to them, and, you know, this is a question that's also been on my mind. You know, how many of these young men have attended the university under scholarship? I'd be interesting to see if you went back and checked the rosters of this coach's camp or training that he conducted, and look at his rosters and match that up with scholarship players or players that have played at Penn State during that same time period up until the recent. How many of them will actually match up? Well, parents, we have a dilemma in front of us. Where is our call for action? You know, this isn't something that we should take lightly. This is something that we should be very serious about, very passionate about, and very hungry to resolve. We cannot, should not, will not sit back and allow this to go unspoken. Please, friends, give me a call, 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416, and I'll slow it down if need be. I keep getting told that we're trying to get the number, but you rush right through it, and oftentimes we miss dial or whatever. But you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. That's the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Next thing that I would say to parents is, are there any proactive steps that we should enforce or try to enforce or should ensure that are being enforced that may prevent these issues? Are there any proactive steps? You know, the first and foremost one that comes to mind you know, at the youth sports level, are there any background being? A requirement. I probably a number of, you know, we have youth sports programs that ran and operated through the local municipality. Check. What about all these teams, you teams, cases, all these other organizations that, you know, somebody went online, got in touch with the national organization and request to form a league in their particular area. Those folks. Is there any things being done? What I would say, parent, I would say, you know, become a member of that organization. Become an active member in that organization. Get involved in that organization. I'm not saying getting involved to the standpoint of trying to coach, because you only need one coach out there, one head coach out there. But helping in other ways, then you'll have access to this information, whether or not background checks are being done. Because if you become of that organization and they require you to do a background check at that time, then they should be requiring that same thing of all the coaches and all the other folks that actively involved with the children. Next thing I would say is that becomes over the child. If you have a and let me tell you this, okay? You have a lot of situations where quite a few of our young men nowadays are in single-family homes, single-parent homes, and the mom oftentimes looks for a mentor to be, you know, around their young son, young impressionable son. Okay, I have no problem with that, moms. If they don't have any other family members involved in their lives, whether or not it's their father, whether or not it's their uncle, cousin, whatever other family member, or you know, someone from your church, if they don't have anyone else involved in their life, and that coach decides that he's going to be involved in that life, again, got to be very mindful of ensuring that whoever's involved in your child's life has your child's best interest at heart and in mind. I would warn you on that. I would caution you to look very deeply into that. That is one of the decisions that popped up in my head when my son was looking at signing was looking at committing to school. Does this have my son's best interest at heart? Or are you bringing him here just to play basketball for you, or football for you, or play baseball for you, and then move on? We have a number of young men today that have graduated that have used up all their eligibility in college, but yet still have not obtained a degree. And if they obtain a degree, it's a degree in something where it's so far off the mark that they may have some serious difficulty finding a job. That's where we as parents have to make sure we stay engaged in the process enough to understand what's going on, and as a result, be able to help and guide your children through these situations. I know ultimately parents that they're going to want to make their own decisions. Good, fine, dandy, okay? I have a son. He's made his own decision. He has one of them situations where I don't know where exactly he may be able to find a job. But guess what? I'm going to be there still in that corner in his pocket to help him get through and move on to be bigger, do bigger and better things in his life. So that's my promise from me to him. But like I said, be cautious of these coaches that are over-friendly. And what I mean by over-friendly, you know, constantly want to spend time with your child. You know, if you look back at a situation some years ago, there was a family that went as far as moving a coach into their home. You know, because the coach was working with their child and trying to do some good things with the child, and the coach went as far, and the family went as far as moving this coach, was supposedly was a homeless guy, into their home. Oh, I find that to be a major, major, major alarm. A major alarm at the highest level. Okay. You could be the dean of all deans, the coach of all coaches, the wizard of all sports. My first indication or first bell that would have went off was, okay, if you're such a wonderful coach, you can't secure a job as coaching somewhere where it can possibly pay you to do this particular job, where you can at least have somewhere to live. You are homeless. You know, that gives me a question on a lot of things, a lot of fronts, but be cautious of these over-friendly coaches. And any coach that comes bearing gifts for your child, that is a question in itself. There is no time that I would think the coach would be that would happen. I'm trying my hardest to think. When would a coach have to provide a child with a gift? Or even provide the family with a gift? What are we talking about here? What are we doing here? What's really going on? That would be alarm in itself when a coach starts presenting gifts to the children or to the family or whatever. Parents, I know this may be a hard one for you to swallow, but this is one I want to make sure that you put on the front burner. Sleepers. Overnight trips. Again, get involved in the program. Get involved, part of the organization. Volunteer your time. You are more than likely to possibly travel during some of the times that they have these overnight trips. It would be hard to be, but remember something. Be somebody that just goes along to help him carry the bag, whatever, or the equipment, or whatever, or manager, or whatever. Someone else in that, you have to know everyone involved in your child's life. That's the bottom line, what I'm trying to say to you, parents. That's the bottom line, what I'm trying to say. Share that with me. Share that with your child. Share that with everyone out there that you're going to be involved with your child's life and things that he or she does. You know, I'm talking about this, and I'm leaning on the side of young men, but this can also go on the side of our young ladies as well. Bottom line, communicating with your children, trust, no one. If your child says this, please investigate it. Don't take it for granted that somebody's going to take care of it. Investigate. And if need be, we're through If it's a criminal act, it needs to be reported to the proper authority. Don't take anybody. I need to see how you're going to handle it. A couple other quick notes there, parents. Oh, well, another one that I wanted to mention, private time. Why would a coach need to have some private time with your child? Okay, if your child's working out with a particular coach, good. I still like to watch. That way I can enforce. I can say that I'm going to overshadow what I'm talking about. But during the time period that coach is available, I may put my son out or my daughter out with some additional reinforcement training. So these are the things that we need to be aware of as we move forward in today's society. And our children are out there playing sports. The Parents Coach Parent Network is always here to support you. You can follow us on Facebook on Parents Coach Parent Network page, or you can follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. You know, we have just tried to share some insight on some things that we came across. We have also posted a full article, that 1999 article entitled A Parent's Worst Nightmare. It's on our Parents Coach Parent Work page. You get a chance to check it out. You know, we're trying to share something with you that way we don't have to wait for a reaction. We can be proactive in making sure that this thing gets shut down as soon as possible. And I'm going to wrap the show up here today. Again, parents, it's our responsibility. Best advocate, our children. Facebook at Parents Coach Parent Network page, or follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. Hey, this has been M.H. Scott, your host of the Parents Coach Parent Network. As always, it's been a fun day. It's been a real day. It's been a real fun day. Make your day. Don't let your day make their parents. You have a good day. We out of here. Oh, by the way, before I shut down totally, next week I got some special guests coming in. I may post the information up later on, but we got some special guests coming in of some prominent college athletes. And these parents have been out there in the trenches for a number of years, and they're going to share some good information with me. All right. Hope to talk to you soon. This is M.H. Scott. We out of here.